I had the most horrible experience with scammers on a recent morning. I woke to a telephone call from a security representative from Amazon. Apparently, I had pre-approved an order for $1,500 and they needed confirmation. I had ordered a book from Amazon, so I continued to listen to this man with an accent who was so keen to make sure I would not lose any money through crooks. I was then told there were two additional orders for $3,000 and $5,000 ready to be charged. I was transferred to the TD Security branch for them to start proceedings to recover my money. Then came the kicker. I had to go to PharmaSave or Sobeys to follow up on the transactions by transferring $8,000 to a secure account. I spoke to a second person who asked for information I did not want to give. When he said get dressed and go immediately, I agreed. I left the room and used my iPhone to contact the RCMP. The phone was answered immediately, and I was transferred to an officer who confirmed this was a scam, and a serious one. I am so grateful to this officer for calming my fears and instructing me to change passwords and to say nothing more. I went back to my landline. The scammer said, "That took you a long time." "Yes," I replied. "I was talking to the RCMP. I think he dropped the phone. I don't think I am a stupid person, and nor are you. If you are asked to forward money, please don't." Kathy Konarzewski, St. Albert.